KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 18 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies here today with a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday set the date for a public hearing on a resolution that would approve or deny the voluntary annexation of a property at 56988 635th Street, that's Outfitters Plus, A Plus Designs. The hearing will be held on March the 2nd, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Mayor Dave Jones explained the hearing is merely a formality as the infrastructure is in place for the Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant's sewer system.
Basically, it's A1 Plus design out there. They come to Tim down there about their septic tanks went bad on them, so they come on to the city sewer. They had to be in the city to get the city sewer, so she volunteered to annex for it. That's basically what it is. The sewer's already hooked up and everything.
That means the city would collect the extra penny sales tax for both the land mentioned and any future adjacent annexations in the same area. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday also approved a resolution accepting the work for the 2015 street improvements to close out the contract for all the street projects completed last summer that were funded through the 2015 local option sales tax revenue bonds. The final contract price was $1,025,144. In other business, City Administrator John Lund, with the Council's approval, set the schedule for completing the fiscal year 2017 budget. The budget proposals will be sent to members of the Council February 12th, and during their regular meeting on the 17th, they'll deal with any questions and hammer out the details in a related budget work session before making any agreed-upon changes to the budget. If there are changes, a revised summary proposed budget will be sent to the Council February 19th. A special Council meeting will take place February 24th to form a consensus on the budget. On March the 9th, a special Council meeting will be held to approve the final budget, which is the last step in the process. Mayor Jones also announced the Community Development Committee will be discussing during their next meeting the enclosure of Bull Creek from 14th to 17th Streets and from 9th Street to the VFW building. Jones and Snyder & Associates engineer Dave Sturm cited safety and erosion issues as reasons for wanting to enclose the creek in those areas. Of special concern is the area near the Harl Holt Park.
There's a lot of erosion. The creek is probably cut 4 to 5 feet in that area, and people are losing their landscaping in their backyards on the east side. It would also improve safety with the park being right there and the trail being on the west side. And then also between, was it 5th to 9th?
5th to 9th.
Trying to clean that area up as well and close what we can without messing with, you know, the DOT, the highway, and the culverts and stuff. Trying to enclose those, improve safety in those areas.
He's talking about a 6-foot plastic pipe up on 14th to 17th, right?
Probably not 6 foot anymore. I've been doing more research on that. They don't make a 72-inch plastic, so we would either have to do concrete or go down to 60, which is probably fine in that case.
Okay.
We'd probably go down to 60-inch in that area.
Councilperson Kathy Summers made it clear during the meeting that she was opposed to the plan over concerns about the effect it would have on flooding in the neighborhoods nearby.
I guess my concern is more for the residences right there in the neighborhood that are right next to them. If there's a huge flood and all the water has to get in the drain right there, it's going to back up in the yard and
yep. It
won't even have the ditch of the creek.
Well, I have pictures of the ditch being full. I don't know when it was, but we have pictures of the ditch being full. Water's not getting in the ditch either when you have those types of flood events.
The Community Development Committee will make its recommendation to the Council with regard to the project at a later date. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Creston Police Department issued a very short report this morning, and an authority said 21-year-old Kevin Harden of Creston was arrested at around 3:30 a.m. today for driving while suspended. Harden was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. The state's largest utility company has wrapped up work on its 8th and 9th wind farm projects and is preparing to start work on its 10th wind project this spring. MidAmerican Energy spokesperson Ruth Comer says work on the 8th wind farm wrapped up in December and the 9th farm was completed just last week.
Together, the two projects account for a little more than 1,200 megawatts of wind generation capacity for MidAmerican Energy and for Iowa customers.
The two recently completed wind farms, number 8, or the Highland Farm in O'Brien County, and number 9, the Adams Wind Farm in Adams County.
We added 451 turbines as part of the Wind 8 project, and then another 67 as part of Wind 9. So more than 500 new wind turbines in Iowa. That brings us to a total of just a little bit under 1,800 wind turbines across the state in 22 counties.
The Highland Farm is the company's largest, and Comer says it's one of the largest economic development projects in the state. She says they took advantage of new technology as they've installed new wind turbines. Some of the changes include using concrete for a turbine tower to build it higher to catch more wind and longer blades on turbines to catch more wind. Comer said the turbine blades should be spinning for decades before they have to be replaced.
A turbine conservatively could last for 30 years if it's properly maintained and kept up. And so that's what we're looking at with our turbines, that these are here for the long term. We have long-term leases with the landowners where these turbines reside.
The new turbines allow the company to generate 3,500 megawatts of electricity, which is about 42% of the company's installed generation capacity. Comer says that will increase as they complete work on their 10th wind project by the end of this year with farms in O'Brien and Ida County.
By 2017, we project with the projects that we already have in operation and the ones we have planned and under construction, we'll be able to produce an amount that's roughly equal to 57% of our customers' retail electricity needs.
Des Moines-based MidAmerican says it now owns and operates more wind turbines than any utility in the nation. The company has moved into that spot a little more than a decade.
Back in 2004, we had no wind generation owned by the company, and so all of our projects have been put into operation since 2004. So we're really proud of where we've come in the last 12 years.
MidAmerican says wind projects have spurred economic development in the state, creating thousands of construction jobs and almost 200 permanent jobs in rural Iowa. The company said the wind projects will generate more than $1.5 billion in lease payments to landowners and property tax payments to schools, cities, and counties in the next 30 years. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Conservation Board is holding an owl prowl. The owl prowl will be held in the Pellet Memorial Woods outside of Atlantic on February 13th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. The CCCB invites you to come out for a great night hike and all the surprises nature may have in store. You can drive the short drive and hike off the dinner, even. You'll hike and try to call in various species of owls that may be in the park that night. All ages are welcome. The event is free. All they ask is that you dress for the weather, and all ages are welcome. Legislation that would legalize the sale of fireworks in Iowa is once again advancing through the Iowa legislature, though it may face some challenges from lawmakers. The Senate State Government Committee voted 10-5 Wednesday in support of the bill, which would allow the sale and use of consumer fireworks, such as firecrackers and Roman candles. Current law allows for the sale of novelties like sparklers. The measure has bounced between the Republican majority House and the Democratic-controlled Senate with little success. Groups have raised concerns about public safety. An amendment to the bill passed Wednesday would give cities and municipalities more flexibility on whether to implement the bill if it becomes law. Senator Jeff Danielson, a Cedar Falls Democrat, says the amendment makes the bill unenforceable, and he plans to challenge it. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.